Dear brothers and sisters, today's sermon title is our church's motto. It's also a passage we've held on to, pray for, and run with since the beginning. As we reflect on the passage, we need to ascertain what Father God expects and wants from us in order to transform into a church that shines even brighter. Today's passage, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." This word represents God's voice in commanding the Israelites and God's affirmation of their glorious future. But when this was proclaimed through the prophet Isaiah, Israel was embroiled in despair and darkness. The entire country was tainted by the religious crimes like idolatry and disregard for God's justice, moral corruption, and oppression of the weak were rampant. God countlessly advised the Israelites to repent, but was ignored. As they continued to commit evil, God gave them into the hands of the Babylon. The great temple of Jerusalem was destroyed, and the people were mocked and ridiculed by the Gentiles, being forced to live in captivity for 70 years in a foreign country. How do you think the Israelites would have felt in this situation? The despair caused by God's glory having departed from them must have added to their suffering. At this time, God promised once again a glorious future and the coming of the Messiah by giving this word, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Dear brothers and sisters, what does this word mean to our church? Today, sins are more rampant in Isaiah's time, and the world is completely covered with darkness. Wherever we are, it's difficult to find goodness, love, forgiveness, and understanding. People are quick to fight, form enmities, hate others, and express evil emotions. Their ill feelings, hard feelings, their hatred, they don't have control over them. And worldly people say that if we hold our feelings, it would have a develop disease. Because people are stressed out, they also have physical illnesses. So, worldly people advise people to express their emotions, voice their emotions, and their words turn into a fight and quarrels, and there are breaking of peace among brothers. Once people don't start a conversation to have an enemy, but as they find another person having different thoughts, and as they find others disagreeing with them, they have more ill feelings. Only people, but the truth tells us to hold up. But the truth tells us to be patient. But it's not about suppressing our ill feelings. We are to root out the evil feelings through fervent prayer and fasting and with the help of the Holy Spirit. That's how we cast off such ill feelings, hard feelings. So, you know, does this mean that once before we root out such evil, we will feel stressed out and it would ruin our health? No. Because we are yet to achieve true righteousness, we may suffer a little bit, but as our prayer piles up, we become more than able to be patient and let's say you express your evil after a few days, then you will feel regrets. As time goes by like that, you become able to have your feelings under control, and you will root them out themselves. But the worldly people don't teach that way. They teach to people the opposite way. They say that expressing your emotions is right, and they and there are signs of the end time. Above all, we can feel that the end of the world is drawing nearer, like Jesus' words, as you watch the global current events, natural disasters, and epidemics. In these times, this church and all of us have a mission to stand proudly and shine the light of God's glory to the rest of the world. Of course, there are many churches and individuals who proclaim the gospel on this earth. What can be done to testify to the invisible God the Creator to those whose hearts have hardened and help them believe in Jesus Christ? The works of the living God need to be manifested as evidence visible to our eyes. Instead of mixing human knowledge and ideas, we need to deliver the pure word of God. We essentially need the word that clearly enlightens people on the message of the cross, which contains God's providence and will in the human cultivation. In this end time, our God has entrusted the mission of evangelizing the world with the gospel, being a church filled with grace and the Holy Spirit, and demonstrating the power of God to us, who are beautiful believers sanctified by the words of sanctification. There is no regret or change in God's will and calling. God, who created something from nothing, can use even a dry stick as an instrument of His glory to accomplish His will. Dear brothers and sisters, may you believe in God's clear will and providence in leading each of you to a blessed church that practices the gospel of holiness. From time to time, God also trained and refined us in many ways to make us into worthy vessels. Even though there have been trials and misunderstandings or condemnations from the world, we've run with unwavering faith and trust by looking only towards God. And God expects all of us to be a church that shines the light in this end time. Thus, we should try hard to change ourselves and work faithfully with a passionate heart more than ever before. Dear brothers and sisters, what do we specifically need to do to truly fulfill God's call of arise and shine? First, we must live in the light and emanate the aroma of Christ to illuminate darkness. Spiritually, darkness refers to sin and the world, and light refers to God Himself, the truth. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Jesus, who is one with God, also promised in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So, for us to shine in the light, we must dwell in God, the source of light, above all. As Apostle Paul counseled other believers by saying, For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We need to also follow all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Dear brothers and sisters, however, those who live in the darkness don't even know they are in darkness. But as a light of God's children, as the light of God's truth shines upon them, the difference between darkness and light becomes clear. The more you come to dwell in the Lord, the more you rid yourself of the sins committed in the past and walk in the light, thereby giving off the aroma of Christ. Shining the light represents the transformation itself. Though many seem to believe in God, the power of light that shines is different for each person, depending on how much they fulfill God's words in their hearts, cast off evil, and become sanctified. Some people possess a strong light to defeat darkness and boldly manifest God's work, while others fight against the forces of darkness but lose their strength and get overcome by darkness. There are also people who attend church but don't follow the Word of God. Instead, they live in sin like the worldly people and live a lifestyle far from the light. So, everyone, you say you believe in God, you believe in Jesus, and you attend church, then you shouldn't think that you are surely the children of God. Depending on how much light you have coming upon you, you can discern whether you are a man of light or not. Even though you attend church, unless you live in the light, you are, if you live in the way that opposite to the light, then you are filled with darkness. How could you be called a man of light? You have in your heart, even while you live in the darkness, you ask God to give you blessings and answers. And once you fail to, if you don't figure out the exact reason, what would you do? You are to figure out the exact reason. So even though you're attending church, you are to live in the light, living by the word. Worldly people say, some worldly people say, you are attending church. Why are you acting like that? You know, worldly people expect the churchgoers to be a good person, a kind person. So they say, you are attending church, why are you behaving like that? So you are, you know, dishonoring God. You are disgracing God. You should never live that way. So how bright is the light you possess? Do you have the kind of light that can drive away darkness in your homes and workplaces? As you live in your community, as you live in your workplace, if you don't gossip about others, if you don't slander others, if you don't curse out others, if you do good from your heart, even your unbelieving co-workers, even your unbelieving co-workers cannot gossip in your presence. And worldly people, you know, they make complaints, they read about, they talk about this and that. But that doesn't mean you have to say to them, you should not talk about them. I mean, you know, your life itself. So you have to live a life in which worldly people say about you, you know, they may not recognize, but as time goes by, whether you are light or darkness is determined. Even worldly people know that. So your life itself should shine the light, should demonstrate forgiveness, love, and put yourself in others' shoes and ready to serve others and devote yourself. If you empty yourself like that, even your unbelieving co-workers cannot treat you recklessly, and they will recognize you. Do you have the kind of light that, I mean, only when we are able to defeat darkness in our homes and workplaces can we drive away darkness in wider places like our community. Ultimately, we can arise in all of the world. As the life from each of our members comes together, it paves the way for our church to become a bright light that shines in the dark world. No matter how dark the world seems to be, and even though the darkness hates the light and attempts to destroy the light ends up winning after all. The clear truth is that as more light shines through, the darkness inevitably goes away. Our Lord became the light that illuminated the whole world, completely shattered the power of darkness, and gave life to everyone in that light. We can see that Apostle Paul was also a great light illuminating the Gentiles. He spread a light of life to many countries, including those in Europe and Asia. So we must pray more fervently, arm ourselves with the words of truth, so that we can come forth as children of light who illuminate the world and emanate the aroma of Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, second, for us to rise and shine, we need to receive power and manifest God's work. As the resurrected Lord ascended to heaven, He said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth." According to this word, during the time of the early churches, not just the apostles, but deacons like Philip and Stephen were able to perform God's power. By testifying to the gospel with accompanying signs, many Gentiles, including the Jews, came to the Lord by God's amazing works. Similarly, even if you are not a servant of the Lord, you've all received the Holy Spirit and can receive power and shine the light. To do so, what you have to do first and foremost is to have a proper vessel. Essentially, you can receive power and glorify God without reservation only when you've cast off all forms of evil and become perfect and blameless in God's sight. If a person receives power from God while harboring the lust of flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of this life, which are from the world, they will turn arrogant. They will end up being discarded after being used. It's why power cannot be given to these people. If you want to receive power and arise and shine, keep in mind that, above all, you have to accumulate fervent prayer without ceasing and strive to completely resemble the heart of the Lord. From the time the shepherd was called to be a servant of the Lord, he spent countless hours in prayer to receive and manifest the power of the living God. He didn't get worn out nor stumble in the midst of persecution, misunderstanding, and condemnation. Even in such times, he became more fervent to seek power, walking with faith, goodness, and love. He received greater power. May we all, as mommy members, seek these powerful works, save countless souls, demonstrate the living God, and reveal the glory of God in these dark times. As power comes from God who is light, we can shine the light as much as we manifest His power. Third, for us to arise and shine, we must open our mouths to boldly proclaim the gospel of holiness and the works of God. If those who witnessed the Lord's resurrection had not spread the gospel out of fear of persecution, Christianity would not exist today. Likewise, it's important for you to go forth and boldly preach the gospel, since you've been seen and heard the works of the living God and the words of life that pierce and divide our soul and spirit and joints and marrow through this church. Just as darkness disappears when light emerges, when you boldly proclaim the evidences of the living God, this becomes the light. And in turn, the enemy, devil, and Satan goes away, and you can lead countless people out of the darkness and into the light. In regard to our duty and God's calling, we need to fulfill the mission of preaching the gospel with a willing spirit and with all of our life. We all have a mission to evangelize. You may say, "I'm not a great church leader." You shouldn't say that. you believe in God, you have received salvation, you have become God's children and daughter and son. So we have a mission to sharing this good news with others. So we are to carry out this duty diligently. This is how we emanate the light, and this is how we fulfill God's will for us. When the prophet Isaiah heard the Lord's voice saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" He confessed, "Here I am, send me." Isaiah then carried out God's will. In all his letters, Apostle Paul boldly shared the gospel, introducing himself like, "I, Paul, an apostle by the will of God." Though he was in bondage and could only spread the word of God through letters, it encouraged the believers to overcome persecutions and help the churches he established to steadily grow. Similarly, as the Lord's witnesses, we have to devote ourselves to evangelizing, whether in season or out of season, to fulfill our God-given duties. Despite modern-day medicine and medical facilities advancing, there are still many problems that cannot be resolved by man or science. On top of various diseases, there are mental health issues like depression, anxiety, worry, hatred, and resentment. The solution to all of these problems rests in the Lord. Therefore, we ought to deliver the love of the Lord to those around us who are suffering and struggling with burdens of sin. God will never forget any evangelism you do, but allow you to reap beautiful fruits, whether it's handing out MM newsletters and church leaflets, or sharing God's power and the gospel of holiness with your relatives. Families can be evangelized, healing works can take place, and answers can be received through such deeds. Those who diligently testify to the gospel of holiness are truly wise ones who will enjoy the blessings God has in stock. Dear brothers and sisters, you believe in the Almighty God from the bottom of your heart. With firm belief that God's power is with us, you've also passed the recent trials with flying colors. Having prepared ourselves this way, we need to shine our light to all of the world. As we find in Isaiah chapter 42, the covenant blessing is given to the church and the people of God who desire to shine like this. First, Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1 writes, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations." This verse is the prophecy about the Lord who came to this earth 2,000 years ago. At the same time, it represents the voice of the Father God given to us, whom he is pleased with. In other words, the Holy Spirit is in our midst, and through his great works, God allows this church to bring forth justice to the nations in this end time. Also, Isaiah chapter 42 verse 4 mentions, "He will not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice in this earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law." This church, which God himself holds on to, will never fall. It will grow and prosper every day until all the peoples and lands wait expectantly for his law. Isaiah chapter 42 verses 5 through 7 also tell us, "Thus says the God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you, and I will appoint you as a covenant to the people and as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to being out prisoners from the dungeon, and those who dwell in darkness from the prison." Why did God choose you and bring you together? It's because he wants to appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, so that you can open blind eyes, free those bound by the chains of sin, and lead a people under the control of the darkness to the light. He promises to work for you and guarantee you. We need to hold on to this word of God and march in faith more vigorously. Let me conclude a message. Dear brothers and sisters, Isaiah chapter 43 verses 19 through 21 say, "Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will glorify me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I have given waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give you drink. To give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise." The Almighty God has accomplished great and amazing works until the present time. Now, God desires to do something new and be glorified. If you fulfill today's message with the dreams and riches God has given you, our God will take care of the rest. How happy we will be praising and glorifying God when the light of God's glory shines brightly through the church and God's will is accomplished completely and magnificently. Thus, it is important to thoroughly fulfill God's prized mission to overcome the world and build a grand sanctuary in this end time. That way, when we stand before God the Father, who called us out from the darkness into His splendid light, we will be praised for a job well done. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may we have the honor of entering New Jerusalem, the holy city where the throne of God rests.
Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN. Give them the faith of belief from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away, light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of all dementia, all the mental diseases go away. All the paralysis go away. Let them get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves and tissues and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, the devil, Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, and the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false and deceitful spirits, disappointing spirits, all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and their families become evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems, with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervent to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying you, Father God. Let him be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.